11 individuals are now better equipped to assist in disaster and emergency communications following their successful completion of a one-week amateur radio course. The intense training was organized jointly by the Climate Change Resilience Network, CCRN, and the Yulu Amateur Radio Association, YARA. The course was facilitated by founder of the Yulu Amateur Radio Association, Donald Riggs.
Amateur radio is really used as a leisure time hobby, but more importantly, it is also used in times of national emergency when a telephone system is down. Now, to use amateur radio is just not like picking it up or going over the counter and buy one and just using it. You have to undergo a course of training which will allow you to know exactly how to use your radio, the frequencies on which you can transmit and the frequencies on which you cannot transmit. Because remember, the radio frequency spectrum is a shared spectrum, and it is used by the airport and aircraft. It's used by the maritime community. It is used by the government agencies like police and so forth.
Riggs said the participants were involved in both theory and practical sessions.
The training was held at the Venezuelan Institute on Morris Road, and students were taught about basic electricity, so they will know how to hook up their radio equipment to a battery or to a power supply. They were also taught antenna theory and construction. So if, let's say, during a hurricane or something, that they lose their antenna, with the formulas that they are taught, they will know exactly how to get some wire, salvage some wire, and make an antenna that would work well with the equipment that they have. They also taught radio etiquette, effect, and Ohm's law. So basically, they need to know something about electricity and how radio waves are propagated in space.
Riggs spoke of plans to carry out a simulation exercise involving all participants in the training course.
Hopefully, with this set of folks who just passed the test, along with the group who passed last year, we want to, at the ending of this month, conduct a little simulation on the leeward side of the island, where we will be simulating an evacuation. You know, in times of, we just had a volcanic eruption a few years ago. So if it is to happen again, and these persons who are trained will perform roles as radio operators, we're going to teach them what is expected of them in the field. So hopefully, if it works out well, and once we get all the necessary sponsors, we will be able to do that on Sunday the 31st of August.
Donald Riggs. The training was also supported by the National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission and the Embassy of Venezuela. Amateur radio operators, who are also known as hams, use wireless radio to provide important emergency communication services before, during, and in the aftermath of major natural disasters. Hams have historically been deployed to disaster zones to provide backup communication services. With today's special report, I'm Colvin Harry.